Welcome to the ABCs today. Hello, you beautiful, beautiful souls. My name is Stephanie, and I am your host of ABCs of Home Organization podcast. And today we are discussing the letter N. N is for neatening up assigned spaces. Set a nightly alarm that prompts everyone to jump up to reset an assigned space. Can change the spaces weekly for variety. So some housekeeping. I don't know if I've mentioned this, and I say that, but I know that I have not mentioned this, but I am rebranding my company to become Solstice Living, and Sol is S-O-U-L. And I am so excited. We are almost done with my website. And so just letting you know of that little bit that it'll be coming up soon. But I want to transition from just the 100% hands-on physical organizing, and we're going to incorporate the full body, the holistic organizing of life and body, environment, etc. And so we're going to focus on energy clearings of the person and the home. We're going to do the decluttering physical aspect and create organizing systems. And as we're working our way through their house, if there are any breakdowns or certain areas that need a little bit more love, we'll incorporate different feng shui principles inside the house and just help them figure out and design the exact space, the exact life, what they want to change internally, externally, and hopefully help them realize that they are in control, they have the power, and they have the ability to design and create the exact life that they want. And so hopefully we put them on the right path for that. We are also doing workshops and or speaking engagements. And so if you are looking for a holistic organizer, let me know. I will be happy to talk to you and or your group. And then also be on the lookout for the different workshops that we are going to be offering. These will be healing focused, healing circles, circles of love, of light. And it's going to be with my fellow guided energy medicine facilitator and myself, Izella. And we are going to be doing once a month a circle of healing. And the details will come, but that will be on my website. So be on the lookout for all new fun information of that. But Solstice Living coming hopefully within the next couple weeks. So excited. And the last little update. So we decided that after I'm done with the ABCs of home organization, this is like my practice podcast to try to figure out my voice, what I like, what I don't like, etc. But we're going to create a Solstice Living podcast. And that is going to be me interviewing different, most likely women, but we will see, in the holistic industry. And it will range across the gamut from your masseuses, yoga instructors, life coaches, to the more intense medium psychics, pet psychics, your breathwork practitioners, your energy healers, tarot card readers, whomever comes to mind. I've met a lot of people on my journey, and I would love to interview them and make everyone aware of the gems that are hidden inside of different modalities on our journey of healing. So we'll all still be home organizing based, but we're just adding a healing modality to it so that we are focused on the entire person and not just their physical environment. And I definitely did not mean to just go off into the tangent, but I'm a little excited. So neatening up N is what we are talking about. And so according to Princeton Neuroscience Institute, clutter restricts your ability to focus and process information. Like, what? We did not know that. A messy environment literally makes your brain work harder. Who here wants their brain to work harder? Raise your hand. I see no one. Great. We want to make our brains work less. We want to enjoy life more. And so having clutter is counterintuitive to having a peaceful, calm life. And it's also, according to Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, women who describe their homes as cluttered had higher levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and this leads to increased fatigue and depression. Now, the key word that we said here is reset. This is essentially step four in the four basic steps to organize any space that I've mentioned on other podcasts, and it's in the back of my book. So you're going to choose the space, you're going to clear and categorize it, containerize and assign homes, and then the fourth one is you reset and maintain. And so maintenance and resetting has a huge impact on your mental, emotional, physical load. As long as you keep maintaining it and resetting on a hopefully nightly basis, when you get into the groove of things, that can go every other day and then every week and then once a month, or just when it piles up, right? The goal is always to return items home after you use them. Life happens, we run out of time, we have distractions. It's okay. We just have to reset and neatening, that is such a fun word. So I'm just going to challenge you to do 5 minutes a night of resetting and neatening up your home and putting everything back where it belongs. I'll be honest with you, there are times when my house is a bit of a mess. My kitchen table is a gathering spot. My office bed is a gathering spot because it's like my extended desk and I use it for projects that I have going ongoing. And occasionally my bathroom counter as well. And so these areas, if I'm working all day and then I go and meet up with a friend for dinner and then the next morning I have to wake up early, go to work again, but I won't have time to do anything other than empty out like the purse I brought to that yoga event. And so I will do step one. I empty it and put it on a surface somewhere, ideally close to where it has to go home, but then it will stay there. And odds are if I have one pile, I will continue to add to that pile until I'm finally at the mental space and energetic feel space where I tell myself, okay, we can do this today. Case in point, that just happened to me this morning. I had a friend's crawfish boil to go to, but decided to stay home and reset my house. And I cleaned a bit and I knocked off a lot of to-dos, but finally got to the point where I mentally, physically, and emotionally could handle the piles, and then I put them away. And it only took maybe 20 minutes, and that's been piling up all week. But when you have these systems in place and everything has an assigned home and there's organized systems in the chaos, it won't take you long at all. And so the goal is always to put hands on every item, decide if you're keeping it or giving it away. If you're keeping it, you create those organizing systems so that you only have one spot for every item in the house, and that one spot is known by everybody in the house. And then when you have to reset and or neaten up, you know exactly where it goes. It goes back to that one spot. And so there's not a decision making. There's no decision fatigue. You just have to walk it from one point A to point B to return it home. So what does decluttering do for us? What are the benefits? Well, it's going to release those cortisol levels. It's going to make you feel calmer. You're going to have improved focus and decision making because you won't be mentally distracted by all the stuff around you. Even if you're not consciously aware of it, subconsciously, your mind is aware of every single pile or piece of paper or item that is not in its assigned home. And I think my favorite positive about decluttering is it's going to increase your motivation and you're going to have more energy to tackle any other area of your life that you want to give love and attention to. And so you organize and declutter one spot, you'll move to the next and the next and the next. And the next thing you know, you're running a multi-million dollar company and you feel like life's never been better. All because you decluttered and organized your spaces. So how do you neaten up a house and or reset your home? Well, I want you to assign different spaces to each person in the home. So whether roommate, spouse, children, everyone gets a specific reset spot for every evening. And if you live solo, I live solo, it's great. You can always just try to contain all the clutter to one spot. So if you know that you're going to put your purse down or your shoes, keys, receipts, etc., and that it's going to build up and you're not going to tackle it at this moment in time, just make sure it all gravitates towards the same area, whether that is your kitchen, your office, your bedroom, in the entryway, just kind of make it all in one spot. So when the nightly time comes to reset, you just go to that one spot and you're able to take care of it. It'll feel less daunting. And also just keep a bin in the area as well, if you would like. If you know that it's going to gravitate towards this room, just put the bin in that room where you can drop the things that you have to return it. I'm not a huge fan of this because anything that piles up is just creating more clutter. And I like that if it's out, I see it and I will consciously make the decision, oh, I have to put that away. And if it goes in a basket, well, it's hidden. It looks cute. I don't have to put that away, right? And so just know yourself, ask questions about yourself to figure out what it is that you will benefit from the most. So if you have more than just you in the house, assign entryway, put those shoes away, your living room, couch, remotes, blankets, pillows, put those all away. Kitchen island, is that where your mail gathers? Maybe we create a mail system, whole other ballgame. But kids play area, kids toys, always a big one too. Bathrooms need to be reset, wipe the counter down, get that toothpaste out of there. Bedroom nightstands, if you collect water, tea, nighttime tea. chargers, receipts, books, etc. So once the alarm goes off, and make it something fun. So, hey, Google, set a nightly alarm for my home hug time. And then when it goes off at a time when hopefully you are home, you have to get up. Snoozing, ideally not allowed. Once you snooze once, you will always snooze again. So don't let that first snooze ever happen is my one suggestion to you. So get up and go to your area and just start one item at a time. Set a timer if you want for the 5 minutes and start putting things away. And if it takes longer than 5 minutes, you can stop at five if you would like. Or if you feel like, oh, I just have a little bit more, let me just see what I can get done. Keep going. And again, you want this to be a household task that everybody is responsible for. It's not one person's job to assign the tasks and make sure you do the task. It is everybody in this household's shared responsibility to take care of their home. And so just make sure that it's not titled as a chore, but more as household tasks that we all do together. Keep it light, make it joyful. You can put on some music, y'all can dance, you can sing, whatever it is you want to do. You can make up a song if you want about tidying up your home together. However, you know, you can be like Snow White and talk about going off to work. However you choose to go about it, it has to be a joint effort, whether that is even yourself, like high five yourself, be like, yes, we got this, we're going to do this. And then just rotate spaces between either the days or the nights, however you want to do it, so that boredom doesn't build up. And if you have multiple people in the house, to prevent resentment, because there's always a worse section. Come on, we know that. And so just keep switching it up to keep it fresh and make sure that every area receives the love. So one benefit I just want to point out is that when you regularly are space resetting or neatening up in the evenings, let's say, the next morning it starts your day off strong. So your house is in order, life is in order, your day will be amazing and awesome because you're not adding on to stressors and or distractions. Or what if you couldn't find your keys? Well, you straightened up the night before, and so the keys are now officially back on the key hook. And so you know exactly where they're at. You're going to leave the house on time, not have to run around trying to find them. Or you spill coffee on a shirt, you know exactly where the new shirt is because you just went to the dry cleaners and you hung up the dry cleaning in your closet, and it is exactly where it's supposed to be. And so by doing these little tasks the night before, you're setting yourself up for success the next day. And that is a win, 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 all around win. And then do remember to, of course, celebrate. Anytime that a few days have gone by or a week, or if you want to do it every Sunday, just celebrate the wins. Even if you're by yourself, just take a deep breath, slow down, take a look around you, and compliment yourself. Steph, that was phenomenal. I'm so happy that you put that away, or that your house is clean, or that it's tidy, or a guest could stop by at any moment and I wouldn't have to rush around for 20 minutes trying to put everything back away where it belongs or hide it in a closet. And so the key is just to acknowledge your efforts, the efforts of anyone in the house. And this is so that you keep it going, because the nightly reset is not just a one and done, or I'm going to do it for a month and then I'll be done. You are living in this home. You are continuously using different items and potentially not putting them back. And so unless your habits change where you will immediately put an item back after you use it, odds are you will always have a reset potential opportunity in your future. And that's fine. It's understood. It's why it's step number four. You always have to reset to maintain. And so don't beat yourself up for it if you can't return something immediately, or if something sits on your counter for a couple days or a week. That's fine. Just understand that you do eventually have to reset. And so that's why if you are unable to do the nightly alarm, which I do recommend everyone starts off with, for sure at the bare minimum, it's every week. So whatever your weekend date or your time off from work, hopefully you have 2 days back to back. Give yourself the first day to recover, rest, and do whatever you have to do. But that second day when you feel more yourself and realigned, it's going to be your reset day. And so just mark that into your mental calendar and ideally in your phone calendar as well. And just remember, 5 minutes. If you're doing it every day, do a 5 minute reset. Don't stress yourself out. We're not deep cleaning and going down the rabbit hole of that cluttered drawer that we've been avoiding. Don't let yourself do that because that's distracting you from the goal. The goal is just a quick 5 minute reset to help put away everything that you utilize for that day or maybe a few days before then. So just 5 minutes, all right? And I know previously I've talked about a 20-minute reset, and that's if you are currently organizing and decluttering. If you have a whole process of actually going through your entire house and you don't have the organizing systems in place yet, then potentially more time is necessary. However, it all depends on your schedule and your mental load and what you're physically and mentally capable of doing. So I challenge you tonight to set a fun labeled alarm and do a 5-minute neat mean sprint and feel the difference in your house after you do that. Take a look around. It's like when I stretch for 5 minutes in the evening and I'm like, why am I not doing this every night? My body loves just even 5 minutes, and I know that you will love a 5-minute neatening up sprint. So that is my challenge to you. Do it for yourself, do it for your tomorrow that you start off strong, do it for your personal self-care, your house care. Do it for you. Take action tonight. Okay, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are feeling inspired and wanting to just do 5 minutes tonight of neatening up. As you go through this process, please remember and understand that getting organized is never about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. But always be kind to yourself during this organizing process. Please join our ABCs of Home Organization Community Facebook group and post pictures or ask me questions or tell us how your journey is going. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.